I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers in Ghana are on high alert following mayhem in neighboring Burkina Faso. Terrorists there specifically targeted Christian communities in a spate of recent attacks. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton explains.
Christians in Ghana, especially in the northern part of the country, are already thinking about how do we protect our churches? How do we protect our services? What do we need to do to be ready if radical Islamic terrorist groups cross the border from Burkina Faso and come into our country?
This is a new conversation for Ghana, considering it's a majority Christian nation. The government stepped up border patrols, and they're in council over emergency response plans. Please pray for church leaders as they discuss how to protect their congregations. And Christianity in Kenya has flourished in major areas of the nation. But there are millions who are still unreached in the north and east. World Mission is engaging people groups in these areas, including the Somali people, who are influential among neighboring groups. Because of the Somalis' influence, they'd make great disciplers. World Mission is working with InTouch Ministries to distribute discipleship resources among the Somali and other people groups. World Mission's Greg Kelly says,
everything World Mission does is about making discipleship makers. And the Messenger, which is the solar-powered audio Bible with Dr. Stanley's life principles, in many instances becomes a discipleship maker.
Pray for World Mission's partners as they go into areas with high persecution. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.